USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open, and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months.
USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
With violence from the criminal element in our society growing exponentially, the hiring of police has suddenly become a priority for Washington. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A Republican amendment to the budget resolution Democrats pushed through the Senate this week got almost unanimous support. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendment's not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of then-Senator Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers.
Football is back with three games Friday, including the Cowboys playing the Cardinals at 10 p.m. Eastern. A full slate is scheduled for Saturday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all. The highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.